Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. What's going on? It is Chris in the Morning Rush, and tis the season, honey, to have fabulous people on the airwaves right before Christmas. And let me be honest, I am so excited to have this fabulous woman back on the airwaves with myself, because when it comes to our furry animals, my gosh, there's nothing but love that we have for them, right? They are our family. We love them. They make us happy each and every day. We love to cuddle with them, and she knows all too much about what that means to us and our families, and that is Beth Vinny. She is the founder of Czar's Promise, and she's a beautiful Czar's mom. Say hello, Beth. We are so excited to have you with us today.
Hey, good morning, Krista and Jam. This is Beth. Thank you so much for asking me to join today. So appreciative. Oh, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. My gosh, girlfriend, let me tell you. So a couple days ago, I was on Facebook because that's my live. And then I saw your beautiful face on a video. And by the way, I just love how myself and you kind of have similar lives when it comes to our homes and our atmospheres. Like, we live on land amongst the woods, and we kind of have like this cabin feel to us. So, but I saw something that I just thought was so amazing that you have come up with when it comes to honoring our pets. So before we get to that, if there are some of them out there that might be new to knowing what Czar's Promise is all about, so share that with us.
Okay, thank you, Krista. Yes, Czar's Promise is a Madison-based, all-volunteer, nonprofit organization. And what we do is we help families in our area who have companion animals that have been diagnosed with cancer and are undergoing treatment. And what we do is we help them in regards to providing emotional, educational, and most importantly, financial resources to help them through that journey.
Yeah, and that is so, so important. You know, Beth, when it comes, and I do want you to share with everyone how you came up with the name Czar's, but I do know for myself, when my beautiful German Shepherd, Kaya, became ill, there's nothing worse than bringing your animal to the vet and them letting you know, hey, we need to do surgery. It's a 50-50% chance that they're going to survive, but we need this certain amount of money in order for us to do so. And when you don't have that money, oh my gosh, like, let's start crying immediately, because that's the worst feeling in the world is like, what do you mean? If I can't afford this, that means I can't save my animal's life?
A very good point, Kristen. So many families are put in that position where they may receive a cancer diagnosis, and because of many factors, they may be forced to choose between following a recommended protocol for treatment and a better quality of life and the financial situation that they may be facing. And I got to tell you, Krista, COVID is not kind. And COVID is impacting families more and more each day. And it is our mission to try and help them, because being able to treat gives more time. Yeah. More time to bond with your companion animal, and also a better quality of life, and also remove that heavy, heavy burden of financial strain in deciding whether to help your companion or not.
Well, Beth, I want you to share who the beautiful Czar was in your life.
So Czar was just this little guy who had me at hello the very first time I saw him as a Great Pyrenees puppy, and he lived an amazing life. He not only was my one in a million, but he also provided incredible services to the Madison community, and in particular the children at American Family Children's Hospital as an animal-assisted therapy dog in the Pep House program. And he was diagnosed with bone cancer in 2012. And underwent a rear leg amputation and chemotherapy. And he beat all the odds, and he lived 19 months. And that was a very joyful 19 months until the day on December 20th, 2013, when he said, "Today's my last day, Mom." And on that day, a promise was made to him that we would find a way to help families that have traveled this path and also the all-important piece of still trying to research to raise funds to find a cure. And that is what happened on December 20th of 2013, the day the promise was made.
So out of love, something phenomenal that you have created to, of course, keep Czar's, you know, name alive and helping so many others that are out here. I know with my dear German Shepherd, Kaya, she lost her life as well when we realized that cancer ate away her entire hip.
And so, Krista.
Yeah, girl. So I know how this feels. I know when you realize, you know what, I want you to have a better life, and the life that you're leading right now is nothing but pain. And so it's very, very difficult when you see something that you absolutely love, especially an animal that has been with you, you know, so many years. Like, you know, Kaya was older than my daughter, so we hadn't had her longer. So it's so important. I just thank you so much for creating Czar's Promise. So it is a very special celebration, though, that you have created something known as Promise Day.
Right. Thank you, Krista. And Promise Day has been designated as December 20th and will be for all upcoming years. And we celebrated Promise Day on Sunday, 2 days ago. And what we did is we built a promise wall on our website. And the goal is to really honor, remember, and support those that have fought cancer or are currently going through a cancer diagnosis and treatment. And it's so wonderful to see all these photos of these beloved companion animals that have graced so many people's lives. And so December 20th through New Year's Eve, December 31st, if you would like to honor a companion animal or a very special person, you can go to our website, and with any amount of donation, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar, if it's $3, $5, $25, $500. You can upload a photo along with a name of your companion animal or very special person, and it will automatically join all others on the promise wall.
I love it. I took a look of it, and it's so amazing. Not to mention the beautiful woman herself when it comes to Dr. Laura Patterson and her beautiful pooch, Rogue.
Yes, Dr. Patterson has been an instrumental member of our community, not only in her own veterinary capacity, but also as an advocate for companion animals and fighting cancer. Rogue is an amazing and beautiful, beautiful standard poodle who is in her battle right now. And the photo that I shared with you of Dr. Patterson and Rogue says it all. There's no words needed for the strength of the human canine bond.
Oh, it's adorable. And I love the picture of them. She's holding him in front of these beautiful birch trees in front of the lake. It's just really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So Beth, let's talk about that. How can we, you know, as individuals, I know you kind of mentioned how, you know, if we upload a photo, so where do we go to do all that?
You can go directly to our Czar's Promise website. And that's czarspromise.com. As soon as you go there, you'll see a link where you can enter to go into where to upload your photo and make a donation. And it's instant. As soon as you upload, hit submit after your donation, you can go back to the promise wall and the photo is there.
Fabulous. So as we know, COVID has, of course, touched many, you know, types of charities and events that occur. And one that occurs every year is this beautiful walk that you typically do. And that raises a lot of money for so many families in our community with that. So how do donations to Czar's Promise help those right here?
Well, what it does is because we are all volunteer. And I do want to give a huge shout to our Czar's Promise team because they have traveled this path too. They are no different than myself. They understand the difficult journey that this is, we will hopefully, our goal will be to host a live walk coming this fall, but 100% of all donations go directly for financial support, for chemotherapy treatments for these families. And so far this year, Krista, we have provided over $21,000 in financial support for chemotherapy treatments, over 136 treatments for 29 companion animals since January 1. The impact of those donations change these families and these companion animals' lives like you would not believe. It gives more time. It gives a better quality of life. And that is our goal. In addition, next week, Czar's Promise will be presenting grant funding to our very own UW School of Veterinary Medicine and American Family Children's Hospital for special grants to help find a cure for cancer in our companion animals and our beloved children.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Beth, you and the fabulous volunteers coming together and doing what you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Krista.
Again, girl, because you get it. I mean, this is family. These are our children. These are our children, for sure.
These are our children. You bet.
Well, I love it. Matt Town, please take it upon yourself and join in Promise Day. Again, if you have a beautiful animal that has been touched by cancer, or you have a beautiful person in your life that has been touched by cancer and you want to honor them, you can simply do this by uploading a picture and, again, making a donation. It could be $1, $5, $25, $500. And, again, with the name, and that will be, of course, up on the Czar's Promise screen, and it's just so lovely to see. So, Beth, thank you so much for sharing Promise Day with us. And again, it's going on until December 31st, and we just appreciate everything that you do.
We appreciate you and Jams. Thank you so much, Krista, and shout out to Tracy too.
Ooh, yes. Hopefully she's sleeping right now on her well-deserved vacation.
Thank you so much, Krista.
All right, honey. I love you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.